this evening to turn to the book of Ruth, to read verses 15 through verse 19. Ruth chapter 2, verses 15 through verse 19. When she was risen up, that is, from the table of Boaz, she was risen up to glean. Boaz commanded his young men, saying, "Let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them, that she may glean them, and rebuke her not." So she gleaned in the field until even, and beat out that she had gleaned, and was about an ephah of barley. She took it up and went into the city. Her mother-in-law saw that what she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her that she had reserved after she was sufficed. And her mother-in-law said unto her, "Where hast thou gleaned today? And where wroughtest thou? Blessed be he that did take knowledge of thee." And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, "The man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz." It's important, as we look at any passage of Scripture in the book of Ruth, that we realize when this took place. The setting of the book of Ruth is found in chapter 1 and verse 1. "It came to pass in the day when the judges ruled." So it was in the time of the book of Judges, which were really some of the dark ages in Israel's history, the victories that had been won in the book of Joshua. These victories were now followed by a time of spiritual famine, time of great departure from God, a time of waywardness, a time of great faithlessness and permissiveness, time of rebellion and immorality, and just overall irresponsibility. And this is the setting of the book of Ruth. But the book of Ruth paints a beautiful picture of the providence of God, picturing common people. Ruth is a very common person. She was a stranger. She was poor. And the book of Ruth pictures common people in common settings, being directed by the hand of God, teaching us that the Lord is faithful. All through the book of Ruth, we see the faithfulness of God in his business of loving his people, of overseeing his people, of presiding over his people, and caring for his people. And we come to Ruth chapter 2. We see Ruth, a stranger in the land, gleaning in the field of Boaz. Now, to glean simply means to obtain, to get, to take, to garner, to gather. And in those days, under the Mosaic system, the harvesters would walk through the fields. They would, of course, cut the stalks and bind them into sheaves. And the poor and the strangers were allowed to walk behind the harvesters and gather stalks that were lying on the ground. And this was God's way of taking care of the poor. This was the way that they were to take care of the poor. Now, Ruth was poor, and Ruth was a stranger. And we see her here in Ruth chapter 2, gleaning in the field. Now, in our text, Boaz is the owner of the field. And he instructed the reapers to drop on purpose some sheaves for her. And we want to take the thought of the message mostly from verse 16. And it's a very wonderful picture of what God does for you and I believe, every single day. I believe every single day God drops on purpose, right in our path, what you and I need for that day. And we notice here in verse 16, and let also some of the handfuls of purpose for her. For her. Boaz had Ruth in mind. We want to speak this evening of handfuls from God. Handfuls from God. First of all, God has in his possession everything that you and I need. Now, Boaz is a type of Christ. In verse 1 of chapter 2, we read that he was a mighty man. He was a powerful man. He was a very influential man. But it says he was a mighty man of wealth. That is, he was a man of prosperity. He was a man with great substance. He was a man with great treasure, a man of many possessions, a man of great resources. He was a man of abundance, a man of plenty. Jesus Christ is our Boaz. He has all power in heaven and earth. And he possesses everything that you and I will ever need. All the fullness of the Godhead dwells in him. In him there is an unsearchable and unlimited treasure. In him there are resources for every circumstance of our life. In him is all the abundance and all the plenty that you and I will ever need. So we read that Boaz was a mighty man of wealth. But he not only was a mighty man of wealth, he had something for Ruth. He had something specific for Ruth. He had something special for Ruth. And just the same today, the Lord is a mighty man of wealth. He has everything we need, but it's better than that. He has something special for each one of us. For each one of us that are his children, he has something special for us. Now, each and every day, regardless of the changes that come into our lives, and no matter what the circumstances of a given day, the Lord has what we need. We all agree with that. None of us here have any problem believing that the Lord has what we need. But how many really, truly believe he not only has what we need, but he has something special just for me. Just for me. Every single day, God has something special just for me. Now, do you believe that? Do you believe that God has something special for you? Something just especially for you every single day. Boaz had this. He had what Ruth needed, and he had something especially for her. We see also that Boaz had and provided what Ruth needed. He took notice of Ruth. When he came to his field that day, he takes special notice of Ruth. And he said to his reapers, after taking notice of her, he said, "Let her glean even among the sheaves. There in verse 15. He had something special for her. And he went on to say, and let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her. Drop them on purpose. And leave them there for her. That is what I want you to do for Ruth. Is I want you to purposely drop for her what she needs. You have what she needs, and I want you to just drop on purpose what she needs this day. I want you to drop on purpose that which will benefit Ruth, that which will be good for her, that which will prove to be profitable to her, that which will feed her. And then he tells the reapers, let these things fall where she is, so that she can glean them. Notice again verse 16, leave them that she may glean. I want you to drop what she needs. I want you to drop them on purpose so that she will have the opportunity to gather what she needs. So she will have the opportunity to take what she needs. And everything that comes to pass in our lives, whether it be dire straits, whether it be sorrow, whether it be grief, whether it be heartbreak, trouble, distress, difficulty, hardship, strain, stress, annoyance, disturbances, miseries, sufferings, anguish, pain, affliction, on and on we can go. But in all of these things, does not God have what we need? We all know He does. He has what we need. He not only has what we need, He has something especially for us. And He not only has something especially for us in these circumstances, but He drops them on purpose so that we can gather, so that we can get them, so that we can obtain them. So everything that comes to pass in our lives, God, of course, takes notice of us, and He makes sure. And He makes sure that there are some things dropped on purpose. Dropped on purpose from His own hand for the purpose that you and I can glean them, that you and I can gather them. Dropped on purpose every single day for me, every single day for you. God drops on purpose precious things. Things that only God has. Things that if you and I would gather, would prove to be a great help to us. I believe God every single day drops on purpose that which will help me. That which will encourage me. That which will strengthen me. He drops them every day on purpose. Does not God have what will help me? Does not God have what will encourage me? Does He not have what will strengthen me? Do I not need to gather those things? So what does God do? He drops them on purpose where I am, that she may get, that she may glean, that we, you and I might gather. He drops on purpose every single day things that will suffice us. Things that will prepare us. Things that will instruct us, things that will assure us, things that will reassure us, and things that will draw us closer to Him, and things that will bless our lives. And they are dropped on purpose. And they are dropped on purpose specifically for me. Dropped on purpose specifically for me so that I can glean them. So that I can obtain them. So that I can go get them. So that I can take them in and gather them to myself. This is our privilege as God's people, to glean. That is our privilege every single day, to glean. To glean on what God has dropped for us. Now, these handfuls of purpose, they speak of abundance. They speak of God's personal love for us. They speak of God's personal interest in us. Again, notice it in verse 16. It is handfuls of purpose and then two very important words: for her. For her. There were other gleaners in the field, but I want you to drop handfuls of purpose for her. And do you believe tonight that God has something every single day for you? For you. Not that He has something for the world as a whole, but that He has something for you every single day. And then notice there is opportunity. Drop handfuls of purpose for her. Leave them. That is, you do not go back and pick them up. That or in order that she may glean them. In order that she might take them. In order that she might gather them. In order that she might obtain them. In other words, you drop these handfuls of purpose. You drop handfuls on purpose for her, and that gives her an opportunity to glean. Now, if God has everything we need, and if God drops what we need every single day, does that not give us the opportunity to gather what God has given? And how many days of our life have been spent and we neglect to gather? We neglect to take what God has dropped right in front of us. We don't even notice it many times, which we'll get to here in a little bit. So every day, He drops these handfuls on purpose. But then notice what Ruth did with the opportunity. In verse 17, so she gleaned. They were dropped on purpose for her, so she gleaned. She took advantage of the opportunity. We see that what she gleaned was about an ephah of barley. Now, if you keep a mark there and turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 16. The book of Exodus, chapter 16. And verse 36. Exodus 16, verse 36. Now, an omer is the tenth part of an ephah. Ruth gleaned about an ephah of barley. An omer is a tenth of an ephah. Now, if you look at Exodus 16 and verse 16, We see this concerns the gathering of the manna. This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer, which is the tenth of an ephah. An omer for every man, according to the number of your persons, take ye every man for them which are in his tents. So every day, the Israelites were to go out and they were to gather an omer of manna. And that would be enough manna to suffice them for the day. An omer is only a tenth of an ephah. And Ruth gleaned an ephah. In other words, Ruth gleaned 10 times what the children of Israel picked up in the morning when they got the manna. In other words, she gleaned 10 times that which she needed. There was an abundance. And my point is simply this: if you and I would take the time to glean, we would have an abundance. We would have an abundance of spiritual blessing. This is why today there is so much unsettledness amongst God's people. This is why there is so much restlessness among God's people, so much despondency, so much lack of power, so much lack of knowledge, so much lack of wisdom, because God's people fail to glean. They fail to gather what God drops for them every single day. Every single day, God drops it right where we are, and we fail to glean. And the Boaz told his reapers, he said, I want you to drop on purpose some barley so that she will have the opportunity to gather it. And she gleaned an ephah, which tells us that she was a very successful gleaner. Why was that? Why was Ruth so successful in gleaning? Well, I believe, first of all, it goes back to chapter 1. When she left Moab, in verses 16 through 18, Ruth made a choice to leave Moab. And Ruth declared her total commitment all the way to death. In other words, she committed herself to God with no limits. How many today are committed to God with no limits? No limitations. Come what may, you are committed to God. That was the first thing that we notice about Ruth. Secondly, Ruth realized that there was gleaning to be done. Notice in chapter 2 and verse 2, and Ruth, the Moabitess, said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn. She realized that there was gleaning to be done. We have to realize that God has what we need, that He is going to drop handfuls of purpose for us. That being true, that means there is gleaning to be done. There is gleaning to be done. Naomi, she was exhausted. Naomi was very tired. It tells us in chapter 1 that she was very bitter. And she seemed content to remain that way. And Naomi did not leave the house to go and glean. But Ruth said, let me go and glean. And then we see in chapter 2 and verse 7, she went to the one who was over all the reapers, and she said, I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. You see, she realized that there was something to glean. Do you realize that tonight? Do you realize that every single day there is something for you to glean from the hand of God? There is something for you to get every single day from the hand of God. There is something for you to obtain every single day from the hand of God. If you realize that, then you need to get up and you need to go and glean. And that's what Ruth did. She realized that there was something to be gleaned. Secondly, gleaning means that she had to pay attention to what was dropped in her path. God is still dropping handfuls on purpose. He still does that. He does that every single day. He not only drops them on purpose, but he leaves them there. He leaves them there. Why? So that we may glean. And how many times God drops exactly what we need for that moment. He drops it right there. He leaves it there. And we walk right past it. We even trample upon it. Because we're not paying attention. Ruth had to pay attention to the reapers that were in front of her. But many today, if not most, are oblivious. They are oblivious to the supply of God. They are oblivious to the blessings that God drops every single day in our path. The things that will spiritually benefit us and spiritually profit us. And we are oblivious to what God has dropped. We're unconscious. We're unmindful. We're ignorant of what God drops for us. He drops handfuls on purpose, specifically for you and I, and many times we're blind. We don't see it. We even trip over it. We still do not stoop and gather what God has for us. So in order to glean, you have to pay attention. And if you believe that God has everything you need, and that God is going to every single day drop on purpose that which will bless you, that which will profit you, that which will benefit you, if you believe that, you're going to be paying attention. God's going to drop something today for me. And he's doing that so that I can have the opportunity to gather it, to get it, to obtain it. But most are oblivious. They do not pay attention to God's blessing. We also see that Ruth was willing to do whatsoever was necessary to glean. She was ready to work. We see the one who was head over the reapers said to Boaz concerning Ruth in verse 7. He said, she came and she begged me that she could glean. She came and has continued even from the morning until now. And then we see that Boaz said, you invite her to my table. She not only gleaned that day, but she sat at the table of Boaz. And if you and I would learn to stoop down, pick up what God has dropped for us. You know where that eventually is going to lead? It's going to lead to a table of feasting. It's going to lead to fellowship with Boaz. Fellowship with Jesus Christ. So she gets up from the table, and that's when Boaz says to the reapers, "You just drop on purpose so that she can glean." And she was willing to follow those reapers, to stoop down and gather an ear, and then she would stoop down and gather another, holding on to the ear that she already had, never dropping what she had. You glean, you do not drop what you've already picked up. You hold on to that, and then you pick something else up. And then you hold on to that, and you pick something else up. You never let it go. And that's what she did. And by the end of the day, she had an ephah, which is about 30 pounds. She had 10 times more than what she really needed for that day. She had an abundant day. She had an abundant day because she gleaned. And it goes on to tell us that she gleaned enough to have something to share with Naomi. And if you and I would go through the day paying attention to what God drops in our path, taking the time to pick it up, taking the time to get it, taking the time to obtain it, we will not only have more than enough for ourselves, we'll have something to share with others also. We'll be a source of encouragement to others. Now, when she came home that day, Naomi was amazed at what she had gleaned. And in verse 19, she asked the question, "Where hast thou gleaned today? Where wroughtest thou? Where have you been gleaning today, Ruth?" That's a question we need to always ask ourselves. That's a question we need to always answer. Because every single day, we glean somewhere. You might glean upon the world's stocks, but every single day you glean in some field. Where hast thou gleaned today? But if every single day we would just take the time to go to the field that God would have us go to and glean, we'd be blessed. Now, Ruth's sister, Orpah, she never gleaned where Ruth gleaned. And the reason is because Orpah never left Moab. And the reason many never glean is because they never leave Moab. They never leave their old life. So I ask you tonight, are you a successful gleaner? Put the question to yourself. Where hast thou gleaned today? And then notice Ruth's answer. In verse 19. And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought and said, "The man's name with whom I wrought today is Boaz." Two very important words. With whom? The man's name with whom? The one I was with today. Naomi, his name is Boaz. Who do you spend the day with? If we glean in God's field, we will also spend the day with our Boaz. What a day. What a day. What a day to be able to glean what God has dropped on purpose for us and to spend the day with Boaz. That's a good day. And if you add up a lot of those good days, pretty soon you have a good life. If we would just learn, to glean every day. First of all, you have to believe that God has what you need. Secondly, you have to believe that God loves you enough. And God in His grace takes notice of you, and God on purpose drops specifically for you something that you need. I'm not talking about material things, I'm talking about spiritual blessings. That which will strengthen us. He drops them on purpose, and He leaves them there. And He leaves them there, and we walk by them and by them hundreds of times every day. Many times, never once glancing, never once recognizing what God has left for us. So no matter what happens in our life, no matter what trials come into our life, the point is this: God has dropped something on purpose for you. Look for it. Pick it up. Hold on to it. It might be the one thing that'll get you through the day. It might be the one thing that'll strengthen you, that will enable you to do and to be what you ought to be. So all we need to learn to glean every single day. Do not let a day go by without looking for what God has dropped on purpose for us. We can spend the day griping. We can spend the day murmuring. We can spend the day complaining about this isn't working out, this has happened, and on we can go. Or we can look in the midst of all of that, because we know God has dropped something on purpose for us, we can start looking for it. And then we can bend down and get it and carry it with us for that day. And I'm telling you, that'll make a difference. That'll make a difference every single day of your life. That'll make a difference in your life. Oh, that we might learn to glean. Brother Larry, if you